So let me explain this really simple. Hopefully a child could understand it if they heard it. Because I know it's complicated. I know people have a hard time grasping this. But because I spent 7 years every day of my life, for 7 years, every hour thinking about this. And it took me a long time to see it. Somebody told me one time, she said it usually takes about 10 years to see through this thing. So let me try to explain this. When you look at a box has six sides. And the box is called a cube. It's a cube, C-U-B-E. Now, it sounds like Q-B. So the box is also what the slang word for the woman having a box where the baby comes out. So the cube is the birthing box. The cube system is the birthing box. Now, when the baby's in the box, it's like a dream world. Right? The baby's growing inside the box, but the baby's in a dream world. The baby hasn't been birthed and pushed out yet, but that's exactly a type and shadow of what's going on with you. Most people are in dream world, but then when God starts to birth, when the seed starts to take root, and it's about time for the baby to birth, see, the flesh mind is delusional mind. It's dreamland. So there's a lot of creatures walking around that you're rubbing shoulders with. They're in dream world. But because it's a cube and because it's a womb, it's protected. And if you look at the way they say that there's a magnetic field around the earth, it kind of looks like the female body parts, to be honest with you. And so God created this reality knowing that you would fall into sin, Adam and Eve, and that people would be birthed down here in the flesh, but they're not spiritual because they're born in sin. And he knew that it'd take many cycles to birth in the mind of Christ. What did Paul say? He says, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. So you're like in a dream world. The flesh mind is like a robotic program. Notice your body works on like programs. If somebody threw a baseball and you didn't expect it, your arm would just automatically reach out and grab it because there's programs running in your biological body, just like there's programs running in computers, but this is a biological program. Your heart beats on a program. You don't do it. It just beats on its own. Your body runs its own self. Your body's a better doctor than any doctor if you put the right stuff in and you cut back sugar and all that stuff. Anyway, so you're a biobot, flesh-minded creature in a cube, in a box, in a womb, being birthed until Christ be formed in you. Now, how does that start? People go to these churches, and they're not saved. They usually start going to church, and they're usually not saved, or they listen to some preachers online or whatever. And then one day they say, oh, I'm a sinner. My sin stinks. I'm running on a program. I can't stop. And you know they're running on a program because when you get saved, you cry out to God and say, God, I can't stop sinning. I can't stop. I want to stop, but I can't stop. That's the program. It's the flesh mind. It's the system. You've been programmed by your bloodline. Notice usually when the dad drinks, the children drink. The wife drinks. It's programmed. If the man smokes, usually the woman smokes. Children might smoke. You can break the program by fasting and prayer and getting saved and all. But like my dad, he drank himself to death, but I don't drink. My mom, she was on drugs. I don't do drugs. I broke the program, not by my strength, but by the power of God. Because I remember in high school, one of my so-called friends, wasn't a friend, but, you know, anybody who's trying to give you drugs or drink, it's not. So people in college, too. In college, let's go drinking, and I wasn't even drinking. You know, they were trying to get me to get on marijuana and drink to get me addicted. Not only do I have a lot of willpower, but I got saved. I wasn't going to be addicted. I watched people around me. I watched a lot of family members who didn't want to submit to a boss. They hated authority. I would read Proverbs. I watched people that got on the drugs and drinking and crime, and they ended up in jail. And I saw people fighting all the time. I thought, this is not the life I am. Why was I even born in this family? I knew something wasn't right, but I didn't know what it was. But once you get saved, you start to wake up. But anyway, the box cube is the 666 flesh mind system. And you know it is because from your fingertip to your elbow is 18 inches. And 18 inches is 6 plus 6 plus 6. And you know what they call it? Cubit. If you go to Ephesians 4, halfway down somewhere and look in the Greek, the Bible makes it clear that there's many people running around trying to deceive you. And it's the same word, cube. Why do you think it's dice? They play dice games. Dicey. It's dicey in the cube, right? It's a little dicey down here. It's a cutting system. It's the flesh cutting the flesh. The spirit sharpens the spirit, but the flesh cuts the flesh. The flesh makes it worse. Why do you think these people who get into demonology and all, they start cutting themselves? The flesh cuts the flesh. The spirit sharpens the spirit. From your elbow to your finger is a cubit, a cube. It's the same word. And it's the same word of deceive. In Ephesians 4, that talks about people go around trying to deceive you. Pull you into the will of the flesh, the will of man, or the will of Gentiles, the will of mankind. They want to pull you into their will instead of God's will. So my point is, it's a cube system designed to cut you and destroy you, but God allowed it because he knew that you would cry out to him and say, Lord, save me, because this place is killing me. And you cry out to God. And since Jesus was a Savior before the foundation world, he's a Savior every moment, every moment of every day. He's the same today, yesterday, forever. He's always a Savior. He's always been a Savior. And that's his archetype role in this script that he wrote. And everybody has an archetype script. So when you unfold a box, what do you see? So I showed you what the flesh mind is. I showed you what the cube is. Ephesians 4 tells you. Look it up in the Greek and see what I'm talking about. I think it's K-U-B. In the Greek, I think it's K-U-B-R-I-C or something like that. But it's still a cube. So you run to Jesus. You run to the cross. You get filled with the Spirit. A lot of times, people don't really get filled with the Spirit until they get baptized, but they're believers, but they really didn't get filled with the Spirit. But I'm not saying that you don't get the Spirit. You get the Spirit, but it seems like when people get baptized, I'm not going to debate the doctrine on this at all, because I really don't have the answer to this one. But I notice when people get baptized, the Holy Spirit opens their eyes even more. And it could be like one preacher said, he said, when you follow in obedience, your eyes get opened more and more as you're more obedient to what God wants you to do. And it's not obedience in your own power, but it's kind of dying daily, dying to your own understanding. So the cube system, when you take a box and you unfold it, you see the cross. So in order to escape the 666 cube box flesh mind system, you have to go through the cross. And people might say, what do you mean go through the cross? You look at the cross. Look and live. Believe on Jesus. Trust Jesus. Rest in Jesus. Receive Jesus. Accept Jesus. Believe on, trust in, accept. It's everything. You put all your faith in, you know that you're a hell-bound sinner in a death cult, and everybody around you is a drunkard or a drug head or a prostitute or a pimp or something. You know you're in a death cult. Everywhere you see the dirt, you see the second law of thermodynamics, you see the whole thing is ridiculous. It's insanity. You see the repeat, the same stuff happen. The wars and the rumors of wars and the death and the cancer and the... You see it all around you. So you know you're in a death cult. And if a death cult has no hope, mankind has no hope in this delusional dream world that's going down. It's a womb. The grave, the womb, if you read the book of Proverbs, the womb represents the grave. The baby's like in a grave. It needs to be birthed out of, resurrected out of the grave. So you're going 6 foot under. And six is 666, F, the letter F, F you, F this, you're effed. It's effed up because of the letter F is number six, which is represents man, mankind. The whole system's effed up because it's energy of the flesh. It's energy of man. This system is man trying to be his own God and man trying to save himself by doing something. And you can't save yourself by doing something because you're weak. You're human. You have no power. You're dead in trespasses and sins. So you unfold a box and you see the cross. So you run through the cross. Believe on Jesus. Trust Jesus. Accept Jesus. Rest in Jesus by faith. In all your works and all your effort and all your good deeds, they mean nothing before the cross. They mean nothing. And even when you do stuff after the cross, trying to get one of the five crowns or five of the five crowns, it's not you doing it. It's Christ in you doing it. So even when you get your crowns after you get saved and you meet God, and you still throw your crowns down at his feet because it was all him doing it anyway, because every person is per the Son. So let me say it again in a really quick way. And the reason I had to introduce it that way is because most people can't hear what I'm saying. And it's stuff that if God revealed this to me and I'm speaking it out into the matrix, the machine, the matrix, the ma tricks, the tricks of ma, that ma is the energy of the flesh. M is water, A is blood. So when you spell man, it's M-A-N, and the letter N is the snake on the cross. God fishing you, the letter N is a snake and a fish. So the ma sheen, the Freemasons, the ma sons, the energy of the flesh, has no hope, has no energy, has no escape out of the cube. And there's a movie called The Cube, and it was like, how do I get out of the cube? Well, you're not gonna. And when the guy was in the cube, I forget the name of the guy. You're in the cube, right? And this was a cube, The Cube or something cube movie, you know, it was like really popular. I don't even know if you can find it anymore. For some reason they took it offline. But the guy woke up and he said, who are you guys? People would come into the cube, come and leave and go, and you know, who are you guys? And then he finally says, I escaped the cube. He went there and talked to the guy. This guy said, well, sign this paper. And the guy ended up cutting his hand or something. And the guy, he said, taste that blood. He said, taste that. He said, oh, okay. He said, what's it taste like? He said, strawberry. And he realized he was still in the cube. He thought he escaped the cube. You can't escape the cube in your own strength. You have to unfold it and go through the cross. And the only way to escape the cube is unfold the cube and go through the cross, because when you unfold the box or the cube, you see the cross. Why do you think they have the Tetris video game? The Tetris is a bunch of little boxes unfolded, and you're trying to win the game. How do you win the game? By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith in Jesus, not yourself. Trust in Jesus. It's a cube system, and the only way you're going to get out is unfold the box and then take up your cross daily and deny yourself and believe on Jesus. And then when you get free, you're above the dream world. You're in the real world. And you look around you and you say, oh, I'm surrounded by zombies. I'm surrounded by flesh creatures. I'm surrounded by robotic people. I'm surrounded by NPCs. I'm surrounded by people that don't even think. And they cannot think outside the box because the box is all they know. And the reflection inside the box is their flesh mind reflecting back, cutting their self. So when they're actually walking around in the box and mad at everybody else, they're actually mad at themselves. They're actually cutting themselves. What they give out, they get back. You reap what you sow, right? Actually, when you step out of the cube, you realize it's all Jesus and any kind of blessings from Him. You still do reap what you sow down here in the flesh because you're going to be judged for things according that you did in the body. You're judged according to things done in the body. And so you will be judged, but you're not eternally judged. You have eternal life once you're saved. I was going to go in the sheets, but I just see a bunch of robotic NPCs in there, and I'm not going in there. I don't even want to be around. I don't even want to rub shoulders with them anymore. Because it's everything they say. Think about this. Really think about this. Everybody around you, everything they say has already been said. But they is new to them. So they have a bunch of pride. And they think what they just said is some great thing. Just like these new guys, these new mathematicians coming on saying, oh, we're in a simulation. But the gurus 2,000 years ago said we're in a simulation 2,000 years ago. And so my point is, they think they got something new. They ain't got nothing new. There ain't nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. My point is, once you step out of the cube mindset, which is the flesh mind, and you step into the spirit mind, and I know people are going to say, well, what is the spirit mind? The spirit mind is the mind of Christ. And the Bible says you have the mind of Christ. Now, what is the mind of Christ? What? The Bible says you have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? Well, you know it's love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. You know it's hope. You know it's endurance. You know it's uprightness, righteousness. You know what the mind of Christ is, and you have it. And when you look around and nobody around you has it, everybody's fighting and arguing and comparing themselves with one another, even in the denominations fighting each other. Everybody's he said, she said, comparing themselves with one another and all this. You know the whole system's in the cube. And so it's like you try to find some escape in the cube. You're not going to find it. I don't care if you run to this church or this cult, this ism, this political party, this job, this... You're never going to find peace in the cube because the cube is delusional. It's a dream world. And when you wake up out of the dream world, like Apostle Paul, he went to the third heaven. He says, I saw things I can't even talk about because it's crazy. But you can actually go to the third heaven by the words. How do you go up? What's in heaven? The Holy Spirit. What's in you? If you're saved, the Holy Spirit. What else is in heaven? Words. What's down here? Words. So you can take the words. Is God's word settled in heaven? Yeah, it's in heaven. Is it down here? Yeah, it's down here. The words we speak? Yeah. So you can take the words, break them into parts. Look at the etymology, look at the root words, look at each letter, look at the object lesson, look around you. You're in a holographic storyline of the cross every day, and you compare everything in front of you, everything around you, and you can actually rightly divide 3D just like you can rightly divide the 2D Bible that you read. Everything is rightly dividable. You can see people's cars that they drive represents their character. You can see their clothes they wear, the way they, their body language, what they're doing, what they're saying. It all reveals whether somebody's a scorner or not, a Jezebel. You can tell these women preachers who get online and dye their hair red. Why do they dye their hair? Why do all these women preachers get on YouTube and say, I'm a preacher, when the Bible says there's no women preachers? And they have to paint their hair red. Why do they do that? Because they're telling you, I'm Jezebel. That's what they're telling you. I'm not saying redheaded people are Jezebel, but I'm telling you that these women preachers that get on there and they have to paint their hair red. They have to dye. Think about what I'm saying, the cube. They have to dye their hair red because they're going deeper into death. D-Y-E sounds like D-I-E. They have to paint their hair red because there's no women preachers, so they're going down into Jezebel land even deeper. They're going 6 foot under even more. Spiritual death is what I'm talking about here. So everything that you look at, whether it's a car, a house, a business, it's a cube, Amazon packages, it's a box. Everything in front of you is a box. Everybody's dying to get into the box. But Apostle Paul says it's better not for man not to touch a woman. Why? Because when you tie into any kind of system, any kind of box, you get blinded. And the women know what I'm talking about because I've listened to them long enough and I've studied it long enough where a lot of these, and I've listened to the Jezebel women, and I've listened to the witches, I've listened to them all. They do some kind of sex magic or whatever. So they pull the man in and they have sex with him, and then he becomes a little puppy dog following her around. Instead of him being the head and her being the tail, she becomes the head, he becomes the tail, and flips everything upside down. That's the Jezebel spirit. So it's true with almost everything down here, whether it's a house box, a corporation box, a church box, a denominational box, a political box. Let's say you join a political box. You become the tail and not the head. But when you step out of all the boxes and you're not controlled by a box, you become the head and not the tail. And you step out of the system. Paul didn't hate women. He had women around him all helping him get out the gospel. He didn't hate women. He even said in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 7, it's better for a woman, just a virgin, just stay a virgin if she could. And the reason he said it, and it's not attacking the men or the women, he said, because when you get married, the cares of this life kick on. Because what happens is you collapse the wave function into your little home, your little family, your little job, or whatever. So no matter if you're single, married, whatever, it's going to be rough. But you want a situation, if a perfect world would be a man and a woman, husband and wife, who know about the cube and walking in the spirit, and they have to die daily. When the other one gets on the nerves, they realize that's not even that person. That's the NPC in that person. If somebody's getting on your nerves, they don't even know what they're doing. I mean, if you tell them, hey, can you not do that? That bothers me. Don't say that. Don't say that. This is the NPC in the person. It's the flesh. It's habit. It's a program. They learn that from a child or something, TV or some insanity, you know. Long story short, what am I telling you? I'm telling you that this system down here, this system is a box. If you get stuck in a box, the only way out is to unfold the box. By faith.